This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason's engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Rich Sheban's with us. Welcome, Rich Sheban.
Well, thank you, Vince. How are you doing this morning?
Well,
no,
since
I
you mentioned
cars, I swear.
Since you mentioned cars, I was thinking about. Oh, class, no calls today. We have a full schedule. Rich Sheban has been preparing, and he's got lots of things to talk about. But first, I'd like to share with you what went wrong with America. I have some thoughts, so please pay close attention to the numbers. There will be a test at the end. I was born in the early 1950s and grew up in the 1950s and 1960s. Children were to be seen and not heard. Whining was not tolerated. Sissies were scarce. We said thank you, not thanks. Christmas was a holy day. There was no Black Friday. It really was Smokey the Bear, not Smokey Bear. Television was new, and not all homes had a $150 black and white TV in the 1950s. There were three major networks, ABC, CBS, and NBC. 1 hour of programming had 2 minutes of commercials. Radio was a big thing. Everyone loved listening to the radio. We had people that we looked up to, respected. Our parents, teachers, our doctor, our school principal, even the school janitor. We respected our parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, and our elders. Profanity was not allowed. We knew that working hard and trying your best, perseverance, stick-to-itiveness, and honesty were the path to success. Perverts were exposed, beaten, and shunned. So were peeping Toms. The punishment for doing something wrong in school paled in comparison to what happened when your father got home. We did not plead not guilty when we did something wrong. We owned up to our mistakes. Milk and soda bottles were made of glass and were cleaned, sterilized, and reused. They didn't litter the highways, byways, and parking lots. No one threw trash out a car window, nor on the neighbor's property. Men were clean shaven. Ripped clothes meant that they were worn out and no longer could be repaired. They became rags. All women knew how to sew, cook, and clean. No one went to the store in their pajamas. Shoes had laces, and they were tied and polished. Shirts had tails, and they were tucked in. Hygiene wasn't just a word, it was a civic duty. Pants had belt loops, and everyone knew how to use them. No one wore flip-flops to school, the store, or anywhere else. When behind the wheel, the driver remained focused. First-class postage stamps were 3, 4, and 5 cents. People spoke using complete sentences and complete thoughts in English. We wrote letters on paper in cursive and then mailed them, and the reply would take a week or two. We talked on the phone with our voices. When we were told it was bedtime, it was bedtime. When you had an appointment, you showed up. The office didn't call to remind you. We learned how to tell time on a clock. And there was only one kind of clock, the kind with the hour, minute, and second hands. We wore wristwatches so that we'd be on time. We raised our hands in class, and it was an honor to be asked to watch the blackboard at the end of the school day. We read books, manuals, and magazines, and looked forward to next month's issue. We made book covers for our school books using used grocery store brown bags. We waited a week for that special television program that we like so well, the one with morals and values, the one where the good guys triumphed over evil. Men's hair was short, and girls' dresses were long. Girls were concerned about how they look, and they didn't need makeup. We dressed up, not down, for school. Television shows were not rated for audiences at age levels. They didn't need to be. Anyone could watch anything. Having an after-school job was an honor, a sign of accomplishment and achievement, even at $1.15 an hour. The mechanic could live on the $5 per hour wage that he earned. That $10,000 a year could support his entire family. People were kind, courteous, honest, and helpful. Gluttony was a sin. So was greed. Christians did not pride themselves in overcharging their customers. No one was proud to charge the most for products and services in the village. Overcharging displayed greed, and no one wanted to do that. Parents looked out for their neighbors' children. The police were the ones that we trusted to help us in time of need. If we were cold, thirsty, lost, hurt, locked out of our car, had a flat tire, or needed someone to talk to, they'd help us. They knocked and asked permission to come in. When we grew up, we wanted to be a policeman. Products were repairable. Toasters and televisions, radios, washers, dryers, window screens, light fixtures, doorknobs, shoes, dresses, shirt collars, cuffs, zippers, buttonholes, eyeglasses, faucets, and knives were sharpened. Everything could be repaired, and someone in the family knew how to do it. When the television acted up, you would unscrew the 6 screws on the back cover, remove the vacuum tubes, and test them yourself at the store. You'd buy the ones to replace the bad one, install the tubes yourself. The whole job took about an hour, and the tubes cost between $1 and $3. In 1950, my father earned $5,200 a year as a teacher. He was paid $400 more than the other teachers because he taught science and music after school. He and my mother bought a new house in the 1950s for about $17,000. It had 2 stories, 3 bedrooms, 1.5 bathrooms, a garage, a stone fireplace, a kitchen, cedar shake siding, and all hardwood floors. To afford that house, my father bought his own hammer, handsaw, and a level. All Craftsman brand tools made in the United States. I still have those tools. He was hired on by the builder to help build our home. When it was done, he painted the whole house inside and out. He bought his own 32-foot ladder and 4-inch Craftsman paintbrush. I still have that paintbrush. We had an old car that my parents bought used for about $100. My father taught himself how to maintain and repair it. When we got a flat tire, my father would jack up the car, remove the wheel, dismount the tire, remove the tire tube, patch the tube, and pump the tire back up with a hand pump. My mother was a homemaker, and her number one job was the family. She cooked, cleaned, and took care of us. My father was the provider. My parents bought things that they could afford after they saved up for them. There were no luxuries. They bought few things, but quality things, things that we still have. Gasoline was 17 cents a gallon, and the attendant pumped it for you, checked your oil, and was delighted to wash your windshield. If you needed a quart of oil, you could buy one for 25 cents. The electric bill was $7. A car battery was $10. A doctor's visit was $4. Men married women, and women married men. There was no such thing as McDonald's. My mother made a meal to go. We didn't have soda, only milk, water, and juices. Candy was so rare, I only remember having it once. We said grace before each meal. Forgetting to say, may I please be excused from the table, cost a nickel. Manners were taught at home. Starting a fight was not permitted. Finishing it was required. Hitting a girl was not allowed. Christmas, Thanksgiving, and Easter were a real treat for us. At my grandparents, aunts, uncles, cousins, our family would go to our grandparents' house for the day. My grandmother would make a meal from scratch. It took all morning to prepare the meal. We didn't waste anything on our family. My parents grew up during the first Great Depression. Times were hard. There was no money. And most everything was in short supply or rationed. Everyone was in the same boat. Everyone took care to make sure everything they had lasted as long as possible. My boy's haircut was 25 cents. Coffee was made in a percolator. There were no disposable paper coffee filters. There were no K-cups. People didn't have much trash to throw out. We knew who all of our neighbors were. We helped them, and they helped us. I looked up our old house, the one that my father built on that one-third acre lot. It was knocked down, and a new house was built about 20 years ago on that same lot. The new one has 6 bedrooms and 5 bathrooms. It's currently appraised by Zillow at $2.1 million. The taxes on the property are currently $2,100 per month, or $70 a day, on that same property that our parents built our new home on 50 years prior for $17,000. Our taxes were about $88 a year. The annual property tax bill in the 1950s is about what the daily tax bill is today. The land that our old home sat on is now valued $530,000. That 20-year-old home that replaced our new home is appraised at 71 times what ours cost in 1950. Today, the CEO of Coca-Cola makes 1,016 times more than the average Coca-Cola employee. Starbucks CEO makes 1,049 times what their average employee makes. Walt Disney, 1,424 times. Chipotle, the Mexican grill, 2,438 times. Mattel, the toy company, 3,408 times. Some of the Dow Jones Industrial Average companies are American Express, Apple, Coca-Cola, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan Chase, Travelers Insurance Company, Visa, Nike, McDonald's, Disney, Depot. Do any of these companies make necessities? And yet they are some of the most recognized companies in the world. Charities are doing well. Here's how much their CEOs make. American Cancer Society, $2.1 million. Boys and Girls Club of America, $1.8 million. Metropolitan Museum of Art, New York City, $1.5 million. The United Way Worldwide CEO makes $1.2 million. Goodwill, $856,000. Metropolitan Opera Association in New York, $1.3 million. After 5 years, a New York City garbage man averages $77,000 a year. Teachers in the United States average about $20,000 per year less than that New York City garbage man. A boy's haircut averages about $12. A men's haircut, about $28. The average cost of a doctor's visit today is $283. 47% of adults are currently jobless. 6 months ago, the average American, when he had a job, worked until April to pay his taxes. 40% of Americans think that one or both presidential candidates has dementia. So what went wrong with America? I just told you. Rich Even?
Wow. I mean, that was very well done, and you did something that was very politically incorrect, Vince. You told the truth. See, we're not allowed to tell the truth today because we are supposed to be bailing out the rich and creating propaganda, hoaxes, false flags, lies, and gaslighting to subdue and make the people submissive for the agenda of managing control of the people. And that's really where it's going. And like there's two articles right in front of me here. The Fed is bailing out Apple, Microsoft, Berkshire, and I went into this article and read it. They're bailing out everything, all the ETFs held by BlackRock and Vanguard, AT&T, Chevron, Ford, GM, PayPal, Walmart, Berkshire Hathaway. Who is that? Warren Buffett. No, basically, as long as we keep printing money, we're going to have more of a divide and less middle class. And I mean divide of wealth. And this is why we have to go back to the truth. We have to go back to the old ways. We have to go back to standing for principle. And we'll be back right after the break, folks.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Stevens with us. Rich, please continue.
Well, thank you, Vince. And again, that was very well done. To the point. And a lot of people don't want to purposely remember the past. But we have to, because it shows the direction that we're going in. And we've talked about so many things, and I have so many articles, but I'm going to start out with one right now. And it states, famous environmentalist finally admits the truth. He's apologizing for lying about the climate scare for the past 30 years, and there's a lot of specificity and details in that article. And I don't have time to go over a whole article, but basically, when the elite, when we give free lunch to the elite, they basically are going to create more and more wealth inequality. And as we demand to lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job, as we demand to eliminate the rule of law, we are enabling and protecting the most corrupt government entities and big corporations. We're giving them liability immunity to do anything. And they're going to start with divide and conquer strategies. And they're going to have entitlements for their and big inheritance for their nepotism and their connections. But they're always going to present money to some of us so we can sell out to the highest bidder, while they manufacture perception of their own self-importance and self-preservation. And this is why we talk often about hypocrisy and double standards and brainwashing, because we are in an era where I see a lot of people giving up, and I see people rationalizing now, justifying certain behaviors. And they're saying things like, oh, young people ain't going to know the difference. They're they're so dumbed down in schools. They don't have, they're not going to know what freedom and liberty was like. So they're not going to know the difference. The schools and the powers that be are eliminating history and rewriting it. They're not going to know. Well, yes, they will, because they're human. Okay, they listen, they talk, they communicate. And a lot of these Antifa, Black Lives Matter, and unemployment, where we have close to half of young people not working, is despair. Because too many of the silent majority isn't standing for principle. When you look at all the unit of measures of despair that we've talked about in great detail, increase in drugs, increase in suicide, increase in obesity, follower behaviors being addicting, and the powers that be recruiting followers in lieu of thinkers, no balance between technology and nature. We are so easy, or certain people are, to be sold out to buying the narrative of the week, or of the day, or of the hour, and literally turning their back on facts and truth. So what we're doing is we are allowing the elite to make us accept a totalitarian, tyrannical policy, which in every aspect, like Vince was saying from the before part of his monologue to the after part at the end, we are basically lowering our bars of standards and expectations. And it's measurable. And today's youth can see it, even though they might not admit it, even subconsciously. They're seeing it because these unit of measures of despair wouldn't be so evident today. Psychotropic drugs up. All anti-depression medication drugs up. And if you read the package inserts, and that's why the package inserts are getting so small, because the side effects, the adverse events, and the contraindications, they don't want you to know. It's almost the size of microfiche. You need a magnifying lens to read it, because they don't want you to know that it increases the chance of suicide, amongst many other things. So what happens when we recruit followers versus teaching thinkers? We have consequences of inaction towards political correctness. That leads to no justice. It leads to death, destruction, treason, sedition. It leads to, well, let's not really put any effort into America. Let's just think about ourselves all the time. And I always make the disclaimer, every one of us is an imperfect sinner. Every one of us. But we have to think of what happens when we don't react towards political correctness, Alinsky, Marx, Cloward and Piven, Frankfurt School, obvious ways that they're changing us. We'll be right back, folks, right after the...
We all need to do our part.
And show that we care.
Look, Matt.
I wear a mask to protect you.
You wear a mask to protect me.
Let's all wear a mask
to stop the spread of coronavirus and save lives.
Good reasons for the public and business owners to wear and offer face masks. And here's more good reasons. Get 100 disposable face masks for only $36.99. Or 50 disposable masks, only $18.99 from sunny-bay.com. The best value of level 1 disposable face masks or high-quality N95 face masks anywhere. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $35. Choose your level of protection and see your selections at sunny-bay.com. Prices are low, but supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or N95 face masks. Ask about volume discounts available for all businesses. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Several U.S. states continue to put reopening plans on hold as the coronavirus continues to surge again across the country. In Arizona, Texas, and parts of California, bars have now been ordered to close again. And in Florida, beaches in Miami, Fort Lauderdale, and Palm Beach were ordered off limits for the upcoming 4th of July holiday weekend. Leading congressional Republicans say U.S. intelligence agencies do have info on a reported Russian plot aimed at killing American troops in Afghanistan, but the GOP lawmakers say that any U.S. response needs to wait until the intelligence agencies have reviewed all of the material. Some current and former intel officials have said that they're familiar with reports of Russia offering bounties to kill U.S. and allied forces. And this is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
After weeks of protests in Seattle, business owners are getting frustrated with the autonomous zone. And with that story, here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Organizers of Seattle's CHOP are urging demonstrators to leave a tent encampment in the area and focus on an abandoned police precinct. Multiple acts of violence have been reported in and around the police-free zone over the past few weeks. Two people were critically wounded in a shooting near CHOP on Monday. One of the victims later died at the hospital. Joey Rodolfo is a Seattle business owner. He says, enough is enough regarding CHOP.
The city council said that they were going to take the CHOP zone down on Friday, and the agitators won that one. Then they said that it was going to happen Sunday. Agitators won again. Now they're saying it's Monday. So you know what happens when you keep moving the goalposts, right? The goalposts keep moving. This city is gotten so progressive here lately that I talked to my friends who own restaurants and other businesses, and I can tell you the crescendo keeps increasing here with people that are saying, we want out.
Yemen's raging civil war has created a ticking time bomb just off the country's Red Sea coast. The FSO Safer, a 45-year-old supertanker loaded with over 1 million barrels of crude oil, is caught between the warring sides and has been left to decay. Activists and officials warn the Safer could hemorrhage its cargo into the sea at any time with devastating consequences for nature and the already beleaguered people of Yemen. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Rich Stevens with us. Rich, please continue.
Well, thank you, sir. And again, I always appreciate you allowing me to exercise our First Amendment right where so many millions of combat soldiers died for our right to do so. Now, going back to what I was saying about the consequences of inaction towards political correctness and no justice and recruiting followers, the wealthy elite basically are trying to take down the masses of people. They're planning hoaxes. They're planning fake hate crimes. I'm going to go through some of those articles later in the show. It's just more than just a big tech takeover. So what we need penalties. We need penalties for geoengineering man-made bioweapons. We can't have patents on diseases and vaccines, especially before the fact, because it's pretty obvious the direction things are going. And we have too many, the arrests are too limited. Thousands of people should be arrested by now for treason, sedition, looting, rioting, not dozens and hundreds. You know, a lot of this is planned, folks. It's been planned for decades. When you have the wealthiest people in the world meeting at Davos, Switzerland, and other places, whether it be a Bilderberger meeting or a Fed meeting, doesn't matter. Okay, basically, they're meeting to control and manage the people. And let's go back to the 1970s for a moment. Remember when the Democrats were red and the Republicans were a blue color? Well, that was, from my research, they changed the colors back in that era because it was planned the Democrats were going to be the communist takeover, and they didn't want to be associated with red. So as long as they continue to use divide and conquer strategies against us, never mind distract us and dumb us down, which we've given thousands of examples and evidence and articles and economics and math to prove this point over the last 9 years on the air. As long as we keep defending our group, our hyphen, and our pronoun, we're not defending American freedom and liberty and the rule of law. They are motivating us in so many ways by fear. Now, I'm going to mention a few things that we just mentioned on the last break for the news. I'm going to talk about COVID-19 a little bit here because that was again mentioned. So I'm going to mention a few articles here and show, and just keep in mind, fear is a big motivating factor. Do you remember back in the, speaking of the 70s, the 70s was a great time, okay? Best music, best movies, best music by far, okay? They're still using 1970s music in today's movies. And it was just fun. It was fun growing up in the metropolitan area of New York City. It was fun driving north to the Beaverkill River in upstate New York and fly fishing. It was fun. We had the best of all worlds. And now a lot of our freedoms are being squelched for the wrong reasons, for the agendas of the virus in order to take out Trump, take out the patriots, create forced austerity, crash the economy, delegitimize work, eliminate free market supply and demand, stop peaceful assembly, hide Joe Biden in the basement, eliminate peaceful riots, make us submissive with social distancing, domestic violence, division, chaos, infighting, depression, all going through the roof. Starvation and food store shortages, depopulation events, free speech being eliminated, forced vaccines for immunity passports. I'm going to talk about some of those articles today, too. Forced lockdown, house arrest, 5G towers going everywhere, eliminating our immune system. You know, we have to, too many people take subjective emotional opinion and say, oh, that person hates black. That person hates Hispanics. Even though Ilhan Omar says Latinos can't compete in the merit-based system. The Democrats insult blacks, Latinos, females, homosexuals, transgenders. They insult them with condensate, with so much stuff. I mean, almost everything that comes out of their word, out of their mouth, is are insults, are indirect subliminal insults towards every group. And I'm going off into a tangent here. Pardon me, I digress a little bit here, but let me mention some articles regarding COVID-19 that was mentioned on the last break. Okay, Texas hospital CEO. Patient count misinterpreted, level of alarm unwarranted. Next article, busted. NIH owns financial stake in Gates-funded coronavirus vaccines. I'm not making this up, folks. I promise you. Promise you. This is the real, these are real articles published in the public domain. Welcome to the new pathologized totalitarianism. And basically, it talks about China and pigs and a new virus that may be unleashed to the world. Next article. New flu virus with pandemic potential emerges in China. Basically, I think those are similar articles. Next article. There's a UN joke in here somewhere. Basically, a UN vehicle was parked on the side of the road with other people in the car, other men, and a guy was in the back seat having sex with this young lady. Now, we're supposed to be social distancing, and again, most people don't give a damn who has sex with anybody, but when we have to fund the UN through taxpayer monies by printing money and creating inflation and creating taxes, and the bottom 93% are living paycheck to paycheck and day by day, why are we funding an organization? It has nothing to do with sex. It's just the fact that they are doing this and they're telling us how to live and they're not practicing what they preach. Why should we be funding these organizations? Next article. Breaking. States ordered to fraudulently inflate COVID-19 cases 15 times the actual rate. Next article, Fauci removes the mask when the cameras disappear. Now, what are the purposes of all this confusion? You know, oh, it's left or it's right or it's up or it's down. Oh, do this, but don't do this. Oh, you should be living like this, but we shouldn't because we're from a certain group. Where are they going with this? Who's going to benefit? Well, here this pharmaceutical company who creates that drug Remdesivir, they're charging more than $3,000 for a regimen of it. And guess who's paying for that? You're going to be paying. We're going to be paying for it multiple times. If somebody can't afford it and they're on welfare and food stamps and they can go into a hospital or ER for free, and we have to pay for the cost shifting. Next article. 2022, a vaccination passport. The EU keeps quiet over suspicious documents. Can you connect the dots with the agenda, folks? Next article, mass tracking of COVID pass immunity passports to be rolled out in 15 countries. They're going to use contact tracers. They are going to use technology to basically look at every move, every purchase, every sale. Everything is going to be controlled, and the agenda will be the elimination of America, of free speech, of liberty, of freedom, and the little people will not have any control of their destiny. And when I say little people, I mean at least the bottom 93%. Okay, I'm going to go to some other articles here, news in a flash, as Vince calls it. Oakland mayor, not just defund the police, but replace the police. And I got to mention, folks, I'm reading articles about politicians who are demanding to remove the police, literally hiring private security who are armed to protect themselves, and they're spending thousands of dollars per day to do it. But they're being protected, and you're not. And you're paying for it with your taxpayer dollars. This is how the black shirts, the brown shirts, the SS, this is how all of it got started. And history is repeating itself. Next article, top Dem donor to Powell to Epstein, Clinton, and Gates leaps to death from 27th floor apartment. Now, did he leap to death or was he helped? I think there's a lot of people getting very nervous because these declassifications need to come out. All these Epstein names who have went to these islands and his private ranches need to come out. And, Mr. President, if you do not declassify all the things that the people have been asking for shortly, not only will you lose, but America will lose. All this information needs to come out, and it needs to come out now, and it needs to come out fast. I understand the trickle effect of waking the people up incrementally, but now we're almost at the point where it's too late. The names, the declassifications need to come out, sir. Next article, postal worker trashes GOP campaign flyers. See, 90%, this is another divide and conquer strategy, folks. 90% of government workers vote for the Democrat Party because they have huge paychecks, huge benefits, huge pensions, which are all underfunded. And we have to pay for it. The people who are getting pennies for Social Security have to pay for the government pensions who get 10, 20 times the monthly salary that people on Social Security do. Next article. If 2020 and homosexuality is still punishable by death in these 10 countries. And the 10 countries, by the way, folks, are in Africa and the Middle East. And guess what? They have a lot of clout and power in the United Nations. So for all these people who are voting Democrat, you're going to be in for a big surprise when we head towards Sharia law. Next article. Very fake news hate crime hoax. FBI concludes alleged noose was NASCAR Bubba garage door pull rope. You know, it's unbelievable. You know, just like the things that are racist, folks, I want you to remember. Let's go back in time because they hope we don't have memories. Remember the things that they called racist years ago? Trees on a golf course, bulletproof glass, yoga, Disney movies, Elizabeth Warren being called Pocahontas when she used that she was a female with American Indian native blood to get jobs. But they called Ivanka the C word, and I think we all know what that means. Milk is racist. Remember, whites don't have enough lactose intolerance, and milk is too white. Remember that? How about science? Remember they said black magic can't be explained by students in South Africa, so that's racist? How about math, camouflage, lucky charms? Expecting people to show up on time, even for their job in commerce, and saying you're not racist was racist. Folks, they are using us and poisoning us against ourselves for their own personal agenda of controlling us. We're giving the elite free lunch. We'll be right back after the break, folks.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
You know, it's really nice having a pretty, well-dressed lady in the White House. But Stephen, back to you.
Okay, well, that was, I don't disagree with that at all. But, okay, let me go back on point here. And, folks, when I talk about things, you know, like when I was going through these articles with the COVID-19 and Fauci, these aren't articles that I make up, I promise you. You know, Fauci changed his mind 8 times. How do you control people by fear? Remember that Jaws analogy or example? When the movie came out, I believe, in the 70s. Remember how people didn't even go in the water at the beaches? Very few did. That's how they control the people, is through fear. And even Dr. Shiva had the guts to go on, he went on the Next News Network and a lot of networks on the alternative media, and he warned about Dr. Fauci. He warned about how he created bogus science, wasting billions of taxpayer dollars. Even talks about Zuckerberg and Gates being fake. You know, these are what, these are the people who are heroes. People who are whistleblowers, people who have intelligence, who read and research, who stick up for the American rule of law. You know, just like when I talk about Black Lives Matter, it's not to delegitimize black people. It's to show that BLM is not a legitimate charity. It's to show that it's a money laundering shell company for Democrats. And look up Act Blue. They are literally bankrolling Democrat candidates. It's not legal to do this. So everything is basically a lie, gaslighting, propaganda, a hoax. And I'm going to go through some of these hoax articles here in a moment as well. Okay, next article. Harvard epidemiologist. 50% of Mexican tested for coronavirus are positive. Now, there's a lot of things to talk about here. Do you remember all those, remember the field hospitals in Brooklyn and the boats in L.A. and they basically might not have even been used, or if they were used, it was very limited. I'm not saying this is not a real virus. I'm saying there's a lot of controversy and doublespeak around this whole thing. But the only thing that's very obvious to most of us patriots is the agenda that they're trying to pull in order to crash the American economy and crash America, never mind the rule of law. So we have to be aware of what the game plan is, because they're playing chess looking four or five moves ahead, and we're reacting with subjective emotional opinion too often to what they say and not what they do and what they're trying to do down the road. Next article, mugshot, black man caught defacing gravestones with swastika. Next article, hate crime hoax, black man responsible for racist graffiti at university. Next article, Sasha Baron Cohen caught on video staging anti-Semitic stunt to smear Trump supporters and basically create more race antagonism. And he was caught. See, everything today, folks, is a hoax. Everything is to create subjective emotional opinion and get into our emotions. And sometimes we have to step back when we hear something or read something and do more investigation and verify and see why that article came out. Because 99% that comes from the mainstream media, from Hollywood, from the Democrats, is all designed to divide and conquer us. If racism wasn't an issue, why did Fox News fire Diamond and Silk? Why would they keep Donna Brazile, who rigged a presidential debate for Hillary Clinton? How come when information came out that Obama knew about the terrorist planned Benghazi attack 10 days in advance, how come all this treason and sedition is not being enforced? Oh, speaking of treason and sedition, Ukraine. Biden and Soros stole $1.5 billion from Ukrainian taxpayer. Next article. Strzok notes reveal Obama-directed Flynn investigation, Biden raised Logan Act violation, which is basically saying that a citizen can't do diplomacy in foreign lands. And even Comey's note said it looked legit. Everything is a setup, folks. Flynn was totally set up. And here's a couple articles. Sidney Powell, Flynn's lawyer, Michael Flynn planned to audit intelligence agencies before FBI prosecution. Next article, Sidney Powell. Flynn was targeted over a plan to investigate John Brennan's billion-dollar CIA slush fund. You see, folks, there's always something behind the scenes. We are being used, we're being played, we're being conned against each other. We'll be right back after the heartbreak at the top of the hour. Thank you for being here.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.